When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, it certainly is. Welcome to it. Welcome to a Thursday night edition of Sports Day. In fact, is it Fun Fact Thursday? Scotty Sattler, hello and welcome to you.
Hey, Woogie, how are you?
And mate, listeners? I'm good. I'm actually looking forward to the Roosters and the Eels tonight. You know, it's actually nice to sit down and watch the odd Thursday night game of footy where you've got no skin in the game and when you don't like either team. You know, it's really because you just want them to belt the crap out of each other.
Why don't you like Parramatta?
I don't dislike Parramatta. I'm certainly on Team Eel tonight.
Mm-hmm. It's a difficult one to pick tonight, I've got to say.
It's really hard. Look, some people are leaning towards the Roosters because it's at Allianz. But I don't know. This is a really hard game tonight. What do you think?
They played a really high standard last week, Parramatta. A really high standard.
Can they back it up then?
Well, they can because they've proven they can play at that level. But I don't know. I don't know what you think. 0457-736-736. I like the balance of the Roosters pack and no Junior Bolo for Parramatta.
That's a massive out. So I wish I'd have known that before I did my tip. So why didn't you tell me that?
No Joey Manu as well for the Rabbit,
who's a bigger out though?
Roosters. The much of a muchness. Yeah. I don't want to disrespect either one. They're both so important to their side.
Hey, tonight's show, Cowboy Centre Val Holmes will join us.
Great guy.
Yeah, he is. We spoke to him about 3 years ago when he came back from the NFL.
Yeah.
And the stories he told about, you know, 1 minute he's sharing a room or something with one player and all of a sudden they're gone.
Mm.
You know, it was just quite a transient environment. But, yeah, I want to chat to him. He's a Townsville boy. He's loving life in far north Queensland. I want to know what he gets up to in his spare time because there's a lot of spare time up there.
Brother-in-law, both he and Michael Morgan are brother-in-laws.
Retired too early, Michael Morgan.
Well, bad shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah. I spoke to him, you know, when we were doing the 17th licence and trying to get with the Brisbane Jets, which is the Western Corridor side, I'd had a couple of discussions with Michael Morgan about coming back and checked in with him about his shoulder. And he said, my shoulder's ready to go. You know, I'm fine. So
so why isn't he playing in the NRL now?
Well, I don't think – maybe there's some people that aren't willing to take a risk on him.
Yeah, right.
With the shoulder and the damage that he's got. So
is he playing Host Bus Cup?
No.
Nothing?
No. No. You should ask him what he's doing.
We might
ask Val.
Why don't we ask Val instead of asking you?
Yeah,
that's a great idea. We'll do that real soon. We'll preview tonight's game as well. Hello to our listeners, by the way, through the Super Radio Network. I forgot we're doing a radio show then, and that we're actually going to talk to Val, and we could ask him about his brother-in-law, Scott Carroll. I just thought we were having a conversation. Hello, are we on? Anyone out there? Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network. SEN 1620 on the Gold Coast. SENQ 693 AM in Brizzy. SEN track stations and those listening through the SEN. By the way, stations are taking different broadcasts tonight. Our listeners on the Goldie, they'll be taking Thursday night football, and our listeners in Brisbane will be taking live coverage of the Western Bulldogs versus the Brisbane Lions tonight. That'll be a cracking game as well. I want to ask you a question without notice.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some early possible potential State of Origin teams.
Already?
Up. Yeah.
Okay. I know that Jerome Luai's under a bit of pressure.
Yeah. To'o is not in the greatest of form either. He's under a bit of pressure. But I saw a possible New South Wales side, and I haven't got it handy at the moment, but there was no Nicho Hynes.
Yeah, I saw one with Nicho Hynes at 5'8".
Well, I saw one with Luai at 5'8", but there was no Nicho Hynes. Nicho Hynes has to play Origin. And I know you're a Queenslander.
No.
But Nicho Hynes would have to play State of Origin this year for New South Wales.
Worst case scenario, I think it comes down to both either he or Jack Whiten for the 14 jersey. That's worst case scenario.
I think he's better than Jack Whiten.
Well, based on form of last year and his game that he came back on last week, I have to agree, can't agree anymore. And he can play halves, he can play centre, he can play fullback, he can play lock if you have to. So much the same as Jack. Both got kicking games, can kick goals as well. So based on purely on last year and how he came back last week, Nicho at worst would be 14. But
your recommendation would be at the expense of Whiten.
Yeah, I think it would be if they were just looking at that utility player. Yeah, but I think based on the way that Nicho played last year and last week, if he continues that form. As much as I hate to say it.
No, you're not.
What?
You're not going to say he could replace Cleary.
No. Oh. I think that, and listening to Tim Sheens the other night when he explains this, there's not much difference between the 7 and 6 these days. As much as I hate to say it, I think just based on the start of the season, Jerome Luai's position would be under threat.
So Nicho plays in the 6.
And you know he's got a great combination with Nathan and he's missing Viliami kick out. We know that.
Do you put him in the 6 or you put Whiten in 6 and Nicho Hynes on the bench?
Either or.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but either way, Jerome.
Okay.
Jerome probably needs to go to another level in the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Joseph Suoli'i has been in the news for a lot of things this week. He won't find a spot in New South Wales team, will he? I mean, he's going to kick out. You can't get rid of Turbo. You can't get rid of Luttrell.
No, well, they're both in the centres. You'd probably play him on the wing. He'd probably.
Addo Carr misses out. Well, he missed out last year, Addo Carr. And To'o, they're the two wingers. So that's who you would probably go in with, right?
To'o will be one winger. Because
Addo Carr has to on form.
But he missed out. So
that was a mistake.
Does that
by
guarantee
Freddie.
His position? Well, they lost the series.
Yeah, well, and that was one of the biggest mistakes is he scored about 3,000 tries last year.
But what it does say to you is that position is still open. And would you pick Joseph Suoli'i if he's not going to be here in 18 months' time?
Yes, of course you would. This is the Queenslander.
No, you would, Jace. But as I was talking about with Matty Rogers the other day, on Monday I think it was when it broke, that he signed with rugby, I think as a game of rugby league, you send him away with these next 2 years, you send him away with the memories of playing Origin and how possessive and how much the adrenaline burns playing Origin. And when he goes to rugby, he's going to enjoy playing World Cups and Bledisloes, but there's still going to be that tinkle of experiencing Origin as well and something that you're trying to entice him back with.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want to mention Suoli'i and rugby in the same sentence. I was talking about State of Origin, but good point. Mm-hmm. Do players like Kaloa Matangi get a run this year? Incredible form. And that's not my South spice. I just see this list come out and I've gone, wow, this is... What a dilemma for Freddie this year. You've got to have Nicho there, without a doubt. That's the first. If you have to sacrifice Whiten, then do it. If you have to sacrifice Luai, then do it, because you've got to find a spot for Nicho Hynes. I have not seen a Queensland team. You don't touch it, right?
Well, Queensland won the series last year. So
yeah, but we had a lot of big outs, though, the Blues. Don't do that.
Munster didn't play game 3.
Oh, well, wait on, we didn't have Tommy Turbo at all. Mm-hmm. Payne Haas didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had...
Everyone has people out. But I suppose Queensland don't put a projected squad out at the moment. One, because they've probably got a core of 21, 22 players that will always be in and around that, you know, that side, that squad. So there's no need to really... And where in New South Wales, there are people... fighting every week for a position. We're Queensland.
So you're relaxed and just taking it for granted.
No, well, Queensland won the series, so they don't really have to panic, do they?
You can't live in the past, mate. That was the worst New South Wales team ever last year. Hey, Steve from Dubbo's been on the text. He goes, I'm trying very hard to ignore your para-bashing Wogs, but rest assured they hate you too. No, Steve, and don't steal something from Manly. I wasn't bashing Parramatta.
You were because I dislike both sides.
Hate's a bad word, but I dislike the Roosters more. And he also says, if Hynes isn't picked, there is something seriously wrong at Origin level for New South Wales. There would be. Absolutely there would be.
Can you say that again, sir?
He said, if Hynes, Nicho Hynes, isn't picked, there is something seriously wrong at origin level for New South Wales.
Mm.
So with the selectors, that's what he's talking about.
Yep.
What else are we going to talk about? Oh, Mitchell Pearce has confirmed that Tigers assistant coach Benji Marshall called him, but was without approval from Tim Sheens. Like, seriously.
No, that wouldn't happen.
What? Why?
Wouldn't happen.
I thought about this driving home last night. And if that is the case, if they're thinking about bringing Mitchell Pearce back to the Tigers as their number seven Sats, they've got rocks in their
no,
head.
No, it wouldn't be as their starting number seven. They've taken the, I think they've taken the Adam Reynolds approach. I think they've looked at what's happened. And admittedly, there's still another two and a half years wage difference, which is a lot when you're in your 30s playing in the NRL. But I think they've probably looked at the experiment with Adam Reynolds at Brisbane and how much of an influence he has had up there.
But he's the starting halfback.
He is,
though.
Yes. But outside of that, he's got a very strong influence on a lot of those young players. He's just, he's a voice of reason. And when Kevy turns his back and the assistant coaches turn their back and then they haven't got their attention on the playing group, that's where players like Adam Reynolds take over. Now, I don't know Mitchell well enough as a player. Day by day, is he that sort of player? When Tim and Benji and Robbie turn their backs, is he the sort of player to say, hey, guys, we're all heading this way? I'm not quite sure. I don't know him well enough on field. So I think that's the approach they've taken. Whoever we get, if it's a young half that we've got to train, coach, whatever it may be, let's have an experienced guy here who's been there, done that. He's done everything in the game just to guide him, just to help him with those basic skills.
But that's Benji's job, mate.
No, the coach can do that, but the playing group is the one the players really listen to when it comes to just the little idiosyncrasies in the game. The coach can do all the work as well, but the players will listen to another senior player.
I would listen to
Benji. That stands beside them.
I would listen to Benji Marshall, who's done more in the game, and there's no crack at Mitchell Pearce. He's done some great stuff. He's won a premiership. Well, he won a State of Origin. Won a premiership?
Yeah, won a premiership.
Finally won a State of Origin series. Mm-hmm. But I would listen to Benji Marshall before I listen to a 34-year-old Mitchell Pearce.
No, you listen to both of them.
Yeah, Benji Marshall changed that position. Like I've got the best mentor that I could ever have in Benji Marshall. Look what Benji did for Souths. It was amazing. But I don't know why you need a Mitchell Pearce when you've got the caliber of Benji Marshall. I think it's a massive mistake.
What did Benji do at Souths?
Oh, he went in there as a senior figure coming off the bench.
Yeah, he was a player.
Yeah, but
and the effect that he had around the players within the group.
But we didn't have a gun halves legend at the club, right? And he is a far better half than what Mitchell Pearce is.
Who?
Benji.
But Benji not playing.
But I'm talking about in that role he had at South.
Yeah.
Right. But he's going to be the coach of the team.
Yeah.
So you're saying so you get a young halfback, let's say.
But you've just explained.
Let's say it's Trindle, right?
You've explained Benji in exactly the role that you would have with a senior player. And I know you're saying Benji's a better senior player than what Mitchell
would
be.
I don't think Mitchell Pearce is that great of a player to have that great of an influence.
Yeah, he was.
I don't think he has the maturity, mate, off the field either.
I don't know.
Well, we've seen what's happened in the past with Mitch Pearce.
From all reports, the players that have played alongside him say that he's an exceptional trainer. He's got an amazing knowledge of the game. I've got no doubt that people like Benji and Tim will do their research with the relevant people. But I've got no doubt this is also the Reynolds approach. And I'm not saying it's going to work.
I don't know if you can compare those.
I'm not saying they've done the same things in the game. But if
I'd say Reynolds is better than Pearce as well.
No, I'm talking about their careers.
But you're talking about 3 years apart, though. You're 31 to 34
is a
massive
time.
Difference.
It is a long time. But what I'm saying, I don't know whether it's the right move, if it does actually eventuate. But
that's all I'm saying.
That's the angle they've taken, I think.
Well, I think it's the wrong person at the wrong age.
Possibly. And maybe, like we said last time, maybe they've just thrown it out there to see what the reaction's going to be. To go back to you, to what you said earlier on, but apparently there was an allegation that Benji reached out to Mitchell, which apparently did happen, but it was without the approval or the knowledge of Tim Sheens. That would never happen. That would never happen on Tim Sheens' watch.
Is there, again, this is for our listeners as well as you, is there a serious lack of decent halfbacks in the game currently or coming through?
There always is.
Oh.
There always is.
I've never known it to be a shortage like this, maybe because now we've got the 17 teams.
No, because we look at the top level of halfbacks, we go, oh, there's not a lot of halfbacks around. But we don't know what sort of players are coming through junior reps. And
well, you do. You look at Q Cup.
Well, you look at Isaiah Katoa, who's at Penrith, and he's gone to Redcliffe. Like, not a lot of people knew about him until the end of last year when he started getting a little bit of...
Ezra Mam's another one.
Ezra Mam was another one. So they're there. They're there in a lot of the junior development programs.
Okay,
the
so why aren't West Tigers putting that effort into junior development? Why aren't they doing that? Why? This is the bit I don't get.
Are.
And if I was a West Tigers supporter,
but you're saying,
but in such a critical position,
but you're saying something without the knowledge of knowing whether they are or not. But they are. They've got very good pathway programs, and this is where a player like, again, I don't know whether it's the right thing to do. But if a player like Mitchell comes in and works with a up-and-coming 18, 19-year-old, whatever it may be, their projection rapidly improves when they've got a player like with the experience of those sort of players around them. So,
all right.
You know, we just don't know whether there's a gluttony of halves around because people say, oh, there's not a gluttony of hookers around. Well, there is. It's just a matter of when they get the exposure.
0457 736 736 is our text number. What do you think? Or 1300 01 1170. Should we be bringing a 34-year-old halfback into the NRL? Is that the answer for the West Tigers if it's going to happen? Guys, and Benji, if you're listening, get Sean Johnson there as a halfback. Philip Mudgee, how's he going this year? Sats back at home. In New Zealand. He was outstanding last week.
Last week he was great.
Oh,
Sean Johnson of old.
Yeah.
That try.
Running the ball.
There's a percentage of people that are saying, oh, that try that he scored, it was an obstruction because Adam Fanua Blake was running up on the outside of him.
That's actually a really good point, though.
Play on.
You don't think the play would have gotten to him?
No. It was Reid Marnie. No way. Like, he threw the Sean Johnson dummy, taking a player to the line, didn't go behind a player, there was no decoy runner. And Reid Marnie came in to try and tackle the player that he thought was going to get the ball. So it's play on. It was beautiful skill. So he's playing well, Sean Johnson. He's just got to be able to do it consistently.
Week in, week out. Katoa has signed a huge extension with the Cronulla Sharks, keeping him at the club until the end of 2026.
Good player.
Really good player.
Yeah, good finisher.
Some other extensions, by the way. Jacob Hoste, a further two seasons until 2025. I thought he was good against Manly last week.
Yeah, he's Jacob. Good. He's good big back rower. He's
playing a lot of time because, what's his name's out? Former Titans player, you know, your good mate.
Oh, Jai Arrow.
Yeah, Jai Arrow. So he's spending a bit more time on the field.
Well, they've got Jai Arrow, Totola, Liam Knight. They've got a lot of front rowers out at the moment.
They have. Dolphins have extended Marshall King until the end of 2025.
Very good player.
So he was only – so they've given him an extra year.
He's a good player at the Bulldogs.
So he only had a one-year contract.
No, 23-24.
Oh, 23-24, sorry. Yeah. So a two-year deal with an
he
extra
He was good
year.
At the Bulldogs. When he finally locked down that number nine jersey, he wasn't sharing it. He's a good player, Jeremy Marshall
King. He's quick, isn't
he? Yeah, he's lightning.
Josh Schuster has officially been ruled out with the clash against Newcastle with a quad injury. What's that normally take you out for?
Whether it's a tear or whether it's a cork. If it's a cork, it's only this week. If it's a tear, it could be a few weeks. Hey, Victor Radley tonight plays 100 games. Hasn't that been a battle-hardened 100 games?
Imagine if he hadn't been suspended for a few of them.
If he plays 200th tonight, if it wasn't for suspension and head knocks.
I actually said to you, what game were we watching a couple of Fridays ago? And I get a bit cranky on our WhatsApp group. And I go, it was the game against South. Why isn't Victor Radley playing Origin? Like, if he was a Queenslander, he'd be one of the first picked.
Yeah, but
he's got that Origin mongrel.
But
will you get sent off?
No. Well, there was either around suspension or there was a concussion. But he was always going to be either him or Cam Murray, same sort of size player. Freddie there for a while. There was all about size and power. And to be only, and this is what I thought, you could only ever carry a Radley or a Murray, not both of them.
Yeah.
So, and Murray gets a nod, which he should.
You'd have him in, well, I don't know whether Crichton will be picked this year.
No,
he's had his mental health battles. So maybe there is a spot. Mitch Pearce was cooked at the Knights, and he still is cooked. Tigers seem desperate. That's Nick from Newcastle. G'day, boys. Nath from Bora. Let's get something straight. There is two types of teams in State of Origin. One keeps solid and does not 100% pick on form. Queensland. Mm. I don't get that.
Well, what he's saying is, and the other picks purely on form. Now, what he's saying is a Queensland over the years have picked players that they know will perform for Queensland, even if they're out of form. New South Wales will sometimes just pick the players that are all that are all in form at that time. And yeah, you talk to the guys that have played double-figure origins, your 10, 20, 30 origins. And the reason why they continually got picked at origin, even for New South Wales, is guys like Badiris and Ben Kennedy and those sort of players, Hindy, is because they is what regarded by guys like Phil Gould and, the great origin coaches, Bennett and co and Mal, is there's an origin player and then there's a regular NRL season player.
Yeah,
it's
right.
A completely different player. And that's why they end up playing double figures when it comes to origins.
Hey, before we go to a break, Val Holmes standing by. Craig thinks the Broncos will win the premiership. He thinks they'll go back to the good old days of the 90s. Our Brisbane listeners, what do you think? 0457 736 736. Is this the year? But do remember, it was this time last year you started so well, Bronx, and you ran into the Tigers. I think it was at Leichhardt in the pouring rain, and you got towed up.
Mm.
Is that going to happen again this week, Saturday night at Suncorp? What do you think, Broncos fans? Is this the year? 1300 01 1170 or 0457 736 736 is our text number. Break time. When we come back, North Queensland Cowboys centre Val Holmes joins us on Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Valentine Holmes has sent the Cowboys into a grand final qualifier after Golden Point.
Yeah, who can't? Well, you never forget that moment. Val Holmes nailing that winning field goal, and he joins us now on Sports Day. G'day, Val. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good, thanks.
Hey, Val, tell me the mature Val Holmes now, who's done everything in the game, everything he can do in the game, and tell me what the mature Val Holmes, if he had to go back and talk to the 19, 20-year-old Val Holmes who's coming into first grade, what would he tell him?
I'd definitely say, earn your stripes, but have fun along the way. You know, you're still a kid while you're coming up, but obviously train hard, listen to your coaches, and enjoy it along the way because, as you guys know, you feel like you're there for a while, but it flies by pretty quick, and before you know it, once footy's over, you hit the real world, so, and then you start to miss it all. So I'm already kind of feeling like I'm on the back end of that, but I've really had a good time. I've enjoyed my career so far, and I've still got a fair bit to go. But I'd probably just say that.
I wonder if the older Val Holmes would say, and also you're going to go over and try and play in the NFL as well at some stage.
Yeah, I remember us talking about that last time we caught it. That was ruthless.
Yeah. Now Val, the Cowboys. So impressive last year, and the first half of round one, you just looked like you're a side that didn't miss a beat. But in saying that, it doesn't seem to be the way that the Cowboys, the way we saw them play last year. Is that a concern for Todd and you senior players, or the Cowboys got an attitude now as, if we get everything right, we'll get it right at the right time of the season?
Yeah, obviously, round two, we got hit with obviously a couple of guys losing, like getting suspended for certain things and losing a couple of guys there, and we've lost Mar on the weekend. But I think the way we started was that's exactly how we kind of planned to start the year. We trained really hard in the preseason. We wanted to start fast. Obviously, we knew we had a few home games to start the season off, and as everyone knows, it's quite warm up here, so we thought we could have that to our advantage. And I guess I don't know what happened. We probably shouldn't have went into halftime, but the moment we came out, and in both games, I thought we played well in the first half against Broncos to keep them, what was it, 8-all, 10-all into half time. We could have been, we could have been up. It was the last try right on the stroke of half time. And then we just fought a bit in the second half. But I think last week, we came out, we wanted to be better. We all hoped that we'd, learn from those few games. And, I feel like it's going to only, kind of increase and get better from here on.
Must seem like a lifetime ago, 2016, winning the grand final against the Melbourne Storm. One of the great grand finals it was. Now, when Chad Town, I want to get an insight into Chad Townsend, Val, because I watch him with great interest as an observer. I really admire the way that he just marshals the team round. He's not one of those halfbacks like a Joey Johns and co that gets all the accolades, but he seems to be so important, not only to the team, but more so to the coaching staff, because he seems to be another coach. The first question is, did the coaching staff ask you about Chad when they were going to bring him to the club and how influential he is and how important is he to that coaching staff, being that playmaker?
Yeah, Toddy and Lucky had kind of spoken to me about saying that they were interested in, talking to Chaddy and, bringing him up to have a look around here. And, I think they were interested in knowing that he had a bit of success there at Sharks, played at the Warriors, and, he's played under some, or next to some, pretty high-experienced players. And they knew what type of guy he was. I think Toddy was there at the Warriors maybe when he was there for a bit. And, on Chaddy, I feel like he is one of the coaches. The way he talks in our videos, in our meetings, you'd think it's like one of the coaches talking. Everyone listens. He knows what to say. He's very confident with what he says. And, and just the way he trains as well. He's obviously very professional in looking after his body, making sure he's right. Fit every week, and I guess that rubs off, on our young halves. We really see Tommy getting better and better each week, and I feel like that's just from, looking up and learning from Chaddy, the way he carries himself and prepares and mentally gets ready for games. I reckon he's been a really good signing for us, and especially losing Morgo there, who's obviously the captain, our leader, our halfback, and yeah, we probably needed someone like Chaddy to step in and to fill that void.
Hey, speaking of leaders, big Jimmy Taumo back at the club this year. He's out this week, but what experience has he brought back to that club?
Yeah, he's he's another one that obviously he's been around for a while, played in some big games, played for obviously New South Wales, Australia, and when he at the start pre-season, he was always very vocal with, he wanted to be a part of like what we had last year because he's seen the success we had and how well we played and played for each other, and he just wanted to know what it was. So he was really, intrigued and really, I feel like he was really excited to be here, and, he had an awesome, pre-season with us and trained well in those, played well in those trial games and stuff. So, yeah, he's done something to his foot at the moment, but, I think he'll be back in the next couple of weeks, and, he's been a big bonus for us.
From the grandstand and on TV, he looks like he's got the biggest chin ever in the history of rugby league. How big is that jaw? Like, it's actually not a chin, it's a jaw. Is it human?
Yeah, well, I think he does have, he has a big head in general, but I think he has like quite a thick beard as well, which probably doesn't help. But
yeah, right.
He's just a large human being. He's very tall. Yeah, I'd say that's a big chin.
His jaw looks bigger than his head.
Yeah.
Most people's jaws just fit their
heads. If we had to pick a team of big jaws, Nathan Cleary halfback, Jimmy Taumau front row.
Yeah, Brent Tate.
Brent Tate.
He'd be in there as well. Yeah. What is it? Is it a North Queensland thing?
It must be. Hey, Val, you mentioned golf. Now, you like to play a bit of golf. Who's the regular crew?
Yeah, we love our golf up here. As you boys probably know, there's not much to do, really. Fishing, golfing. Hunting. but yeah, golf crews, myself, Chaddy, Drinky, Tommy Deard, and Hesse, and like Kyle Felt. He's probably the best out of all of us.
So, what's your playoff? What handicaps Kyle Felt off?
Felt is off about 7. Oh. He's the lowest. Hesse's off about 9 or 10. Chaddy's about 11. I'm 13. Drinky's 16. Mine's like 13 as well, same as me.
Before we let you go, Val, I love doing some research and also finding out a little bit more about some of the young players in the game. The guys that are coming off the production line, and you being a Townsville boy, and I don't know, from memory, you weren't a Brothers boy. Were you a Lions boy when you were growing up playing juniors?
Yeah, Western Lions I played for.
Yeah, so young Chester, Tommy Chester, who's filling in at the moment for Drinkwater. Tell us a little bit more about him. What's his background? Because he's a local, isn't he? A Townsville boy?
Yep. Yeah, he's a local kid. He's from the country. His old boy, I think. You know, I remember meeting him when he when Chester debuted for us last year, like a real proper country fella. The blue jeans, the big buckle belt, that kind of button-up shirt, that the country look. He's just a humble kid, very, very tough, very trains hard. I feel like that's just the way, why he's here, I guess, is the way he plays. He trains the way he plays, never lets anyone down. And I think he gets that from the way he's been brought up. Seems like he's been brought up really well and, good country kid.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, listen, good luck Sunday night at Coors Stadium, taking on the Bulldogs. Gee, it's hard to pick a winner in this game. It's pretty even in the betting as well. But good luck against the Doggies. And, mate, Val Holmes, we appreciate your time on Sports Day.
No worries. Cheers, guys. Thank you.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Geez, these one-hour shows on a Thursday night, I mean, I like it. I get home to have some tea earlier. You call it tea, not dinner, right? Yeah?
Dinner.
No, tea.
It's not tea.
That's what Mum and Dad used to call it. When I was growing up on the tough streets of Yagoona, we called it tea, my friend, in Aubrey Street, Yagoona. Hey, your mate's on the phone. Let's get it out of the way.
Hello.
Yeah, what do you want, Glenn? I mean, hello, Glenn.
G'day, Justin, Vass, Daddy Vass. How are you, boys?
Good, mate.
Just a couple of fun facts for Fun Fact Thursday.
Mm. Yep.
I won't be watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Neither will I.
And neither will my fantastic neighbour, Hoverboard Pete.
What's fun about that fact?
Well, that's a lot of fun. And we both say bring on mass reunion dinner. Good night, listeners and followers. I've said it'd be short and sweet. So it's...
G'day, Darren from Ballina. How are you, mate?
Yeah, g'day, buddy. Just sitting down here at Byron Bay and it's picture postcard perfect tonight. So, listen, I just wanted to ask Sats because Sats is he's played first grade and he's very knowledgeable on the game. The referee's boss came out and said that so-called obstruction or no obstruction try to Johnson on the weekend was mm-hmm. because his teammate was running in support.
Yep.
And Marnie couldn't get to him. Aren't you guys worried as, like, you guys are experts, I'm just a park footballer, but aren't you guys worried that it could open a can of worms to that? Like, tomorrow I could be playing for my beloved Parramatta and I'm running for the try line and I tell my teammate to run in support of me. And, the opposition player crashes into me. What's the difference, Sats?
Or you could be playing for the Byron Bay Red Devils as well. Darren.
Oh, yeah, I know.
When you look at the Sean, can you see where I'm coming from? Yeah, I can. And unfortunately, I think it's just one of those parts of the game that is never going to be, it's never going to have like a streamlined approach to it. So my biggest concern is that the defender that was meant to tackle Sean Johnson, he beat him cold. So when he beat him cold, that was the responsibility. The responsibility of the defender on Sean Johnson missed his mission and Sean Johnson goes over to score a try. I think when you look at the circumstances as well, Darren, is that with the momentum that Johnson had, I don't think Reid Marnie was ever going to get him. But I know what the question's going to be. He should have been given the opportunity to have a go at him. But then...
Yeah, but would have, could have, should have. And I think you'd probably agree what went against Marnie was... He didn't carry on like an Academy Award act like a lot of these guys do when they run into a defender. You know what I mean? Like he just basically got up off the ground. But okay, he might not have got to him, but he's got to be given due process to be able to do that tackle.
Yeah, I think Reid Marnie fell for the dummy. That's why he went to try and tackle Adam Fanua Blake. I thought it was just a perfect dummy. And Reid Marnie says, "Well, I'm going to get to him as soon as he gets the ball." Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I'm with you on that, Darren. It looks strange.
I'm not taking any credit away from Sean Johnson because he's just showed his magical skills.
Yeah. Mm.
But at the end of the day, how do we know, like, if you're 10 metres out from the line and I've got a bit of speed. I get a big lumbering prop forward to run in between me and the cover defender. And, you know, like that Fanua Blake, or the big guy, he was a big unit to get around. But, you know, you've still got to be given the opportunity to make the tackle, don't you? I see where you're coming from, Sats, and you played the game, so I'm not trying to question you. Don't worry about it. But, you know, it's just frustrating for us supporters, you know, when...
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, no, you're right. No, and thanks for your call, Darren, because I think you make a really good point. You make a valid point. I think you make a really good point that a lot of other viewers are looking at as well. And unfortunately, I mean, that's part of the game. You've got to take people to the line. You've got to use them as an option without it being illegal. And I've never seen it before. I've never seen what happened on the weekend before. No. I've never seen...
They've actually... I reckon they've loosened up on that rule.
And I think, yeah, look at the circumstances. Unfortunately, I think it's got to be a case-by-case scenario, not just a blanket rule on
it. But if they're going to be consistent all year, that's great, because too many players were milking penalties.
Yeah.
And if they're going to do that, do it all year. I think it's fine.
Darren makes a really good. You make a good point.
Thanks
for
your call.
But Darren. I was happy for it to be given a try. I would have been disappointed if it wasn't.
Bondi Jack Sats, before we go to a break, says sorry, Scotty, but Sheens is a clueless dinosaur.
Disagree.
It's a bit rough. He still thinks 6 and 7 are the same and are exclusive sides of the field. Try telling that to Keary and Walker or Moses and Brown or Hines. No idea, Tim. Well, it's Bondi Jack.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, he has got a big idea, Bondi Jack. He knows exactly what he's talking about. And the 7 and 6, unfortunately, don't play like your Ricky Stewart's and Laurie Daly's and co used to play like. They do play opposite sides of the field sometimes, depending on their game plan. Some are different to others, but primarily we've got left side, right side back rows and halves and centre. The game has changed so much.
The ghost has been on the text. Hey, boys, as a Tigers fan, I'd take Pearce over Brooks any time. I think Brooks is overrated and should have been let go with Moses. 040 says, I love you, lads. Cheers. Great having the rat involved, even though he's not there today. Well, he's not here most days. He just does. Remember, the rat does 2 days a week.
Yep.
All right. Blink and you miss him. Nate says, if you bring Mitchell Pearce back to the NRL, would be the same as bringing my ex back to my bedroom to make babies. I don't know what that is, but you know we accept everything here. And hey, lads, what's your thoughts on Jack Whiten? If you were the Raiders, would you give him $1 million a year to stay? As a huge Raiders fan, I would not. I'd take the hit and wait for someone else to pop up. Your thoughts, Tim from Parks, who doesn't freeze his meat.
Now, I think Jack Whiten will get $1 million from a Dolphins or a Raiders. I hope he stays at the Raiders. But be careful what you wish for, because he's going to be out suspended at the moment. His form has been patchy at the start of the season. He may not like what he gets on the open market when he starts getting potential offers, but there are a couple there that'll pay him close to 7 figures.
Queensland Chets says, Fanua Blake can't disappear. Good point.
Yeah, it's true.
And Steve from Dubbo says, Glenn definitely deserves a regular nightly time slot. I think he's... tongue is firmly implanted in his cheek. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia. Back in a moment to wrap it up.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon. The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show, 0457 736 736.
I wonder into you.
What did I say?
I'm not messaging again while Jason or Woogie is on. He's a knobhead.
What did I say wrong?
Oh, I just think the way you talk about Glenn.
Glenn's got a lot of.
Steve from Dubbo says, No, I'm serious, Wolves. I'm Glenn's biggest fan. I think people don't like the way you talk about Glenn.
All right, let's move on. Tonight's game, the Eels and the Roosters, Allianz Stadium. What do you like? Who do you like?
I like the Roosters, and I don't know why. I do know why. I just think their forward pack is a little bit more balanced than what the Parramatta one is. Without Junior Bolo, I think that's a huge out. And every time I look at this Roosters forward pack, and I see JWH has been my favourite front row for many, many years. And look at Lindsay Collins, he's an Origin player. Egan Butcher, I think, is going to be a tremendous player. I think he's more of a front row, but he's a great young player. Nat Butcher is so reliable. Victor Radley, well, he's the inflictor. And then you look at number 9, Brandon Smith, and what he brings to a side when he's on. I just think out of dummy half, he's just going to have a little bit too much energy compared to what Hodgson will give Parramatta, respectfully. So I just think in the forwards, and that's where it's always won, I think they've just got a little bit of an edge on Parramatta.
No Manu for the Eels and no Boilo for the no Manu for the Roosters, no Boilo for the Eels?
Yep.
Who's that hurt more?
Well, I think it hurts Parramatta more because they provide the platform for outside backs to score points. And right. So I think the Roosters may get a bit better platform than Parramatta tonight, and that's where...
Roosters for you?
Suwa'ali'i, who I hope they treat okay, and Tedesco will... Yeah, so I'm going to say Roosters by six.
Eels. I've got the Eels by six. Mm. So it should be a close game. Mate, we've got to go.
Yep.
I'm in a rush because I want to pay tribute to your old man who you're laying to rest tomorrow.
Yep.
Good luck with all of that.
Thank you, mate.
I look forward to having a beer with you afterwards. And I just wanted to play a song for John Sattler tonight to take us out. It's Green Day. It's a beautiful song. It's Time of Your Life.
He loved Green Day. I didn't. He would never heard what Green Day is.
This is for Johnny Sattler. His funeral tomorrow. Sats, I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, everyone.
Sports Day back Monday with Rats and Sats. Catch you then.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.